For many teachers, the impeachment of President Donald Trump is a chance to teach students history as it unfolds. They're using this moment to talk about checks and balances, and they're challenging students to draw parallels between this and other presidencies. Debbie Trong spoke to local teachers and students about how this historic moment is playing out in classrooms.
Inside a fourth-floor classroom, George Connor gives his 12th grade government class an assignment.
Let's sound off. Give me a list of some horrible things that could probably get a president removed from office.
Laundering money.
Laundering money. You can write that down if you don't have anything. Quickly. Yes.
Abuse of power.
Some kind of abuse of power. More, please.
High crimes and misdemeanors.
We're using some terms we already know. Where are some other awful things?
Sexual misconduct.
Ooh, some kind of sexual misconduct. Give me another one.
Interfering with elections.
Interfering with elections. Gee, I wonder where you're getting some of these ideas from. Keep on going, please. Some other horrible things.
In ordinary times, Connor says he would spend a small part of class going over impeachment. But these are not ordinary times. Donald Trump became only the third president in the nation's history to be impeached on Wednesday in the House of Representatives, a move that will lead to a Senate trial. Before the vote, Connor devoted three entire class periods to discussing impeachment. The teenagers are learning just how tough it is to remove a president from office. 17-year-old Jonathan Mendez is one of those students.
Initially, growing up, I thought a group of people would just vote or agree that this president is doing something wrong and that he would just be kicked out. It's actually a great deal of process that they have to go through.
Kayla Strong, a 17-year-old who is wearing an Obama sweatshirt, says she feels that politicians sometimes misuse their platform. They spout mean-spirited thoughts on Twitter. They make inappropriate comments. By comparison, she feels the impeachment inquiry was respectful and orderly.
I know that he's the president, but I don't think anyone should be above the law, so I do think that he should be impeached.
Teaching students about impeachment and talking about current events during highly polarized times can be a challenging assignment for teachers. It can lead to fraught discussions in class. Educators say they are careful to stay objective. Local school districts don't provide teachers with much guidance on handling politics in the classroom, so most navigate these topics on their own. Todd Smith leads the social studies department at Southern High School in Harwood, Maryland. He says he tries to anticipate what students will say during class discussions to prevent conversations from devolving.
I would advise any teacher who wants to talk about modern politics to plan out what that debate or discussion is going to look like and how you want to frame it, lest it get out of hand.
Smith teaches in a more rural, Republican-leaning community, and he says his students are not as engaged in Trump's impeachment as they were when Bill Clinton was impeached in the 90s. But in liberal Arlington County, social studies teacher Michael Palermo says students are paying close attention.
I've always had students that, you know, were very active in their community. But I think the kids nowadays are more politically savvy than they used to be.
Palermo plans on recreating Trump's Senate trial in class. At the Columbia Heights Educational Campus, Connor says he still explains to students how a bill becomes a law. But now he also talks about how political gridlock has kept Congress from passing laws. After Trump was elected in 2016, Connor said the mood on campus was somber. D.C. is heavily Democratic, and the Columbia Heights School is majority Black and Hispanic. Connor avoids conveying a political slant in class, but at the same time, he has felt the need to calm students' worries about immigration crackdowns under the Trump administration.
I still try, as an educator, to be apolitical, you know, teach about the concepts, the history, the process, the politics involved in government. The only thing that's changed in my teaching really is the order in which I teach it to reflect the times they're living in.
The Senate trial on abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to begin in January. Connor and his students will be paying attention. For WAMU, I'm Debbie Trung.